The Book of Investing Wisdom, edited by Peter Krass. Introduction. Wall Street. The phrase alone conjures up a spectrum of words and images, from wise investing to reckless gambling, from power deals to pots of gold, from venerable legends like Warren Buffett to infamous traders like Michael Milken. But legends and allure aside, most of us in some way are connected to Wall Street and the frenetic world of investing. Whether we be professional money managers, do-it-yourself investors, or simply are vested in a 401k plan, a chunk of our personal money is in securities. That's why even amateurs must be not only Wall Street literate, but savvy as to what they have invested in and why. The need to be a superb student extends to the pros, too. Just ask Warren Buffett, who studied religiously under Benjamin Graham. But why do we need such an edge? Because ever since the day the French aristocracy first started trading forward contracts for commodities in the 12th century, every broker, trader, and investor has looked for the advantage to buy cheap and sell dear. And sometimes that means blindsiding the sucker. As the notorious stock manipulator Daniel Drew allegedly said, "To speculate as an outsider is like trying to drive black pigs in the dark." Not that insiders are guaranteed success, according to Peter Lynch, who wrote in One Up on Wall Street that professional investing is an oxymoron on a par with military intelligence. So where does that leave the pro, as well as the amateur? In need of recruiting a panel of the greatest stock pickers and market gurus past and present to instruct on the art of investing. Where can we find such a panel? Here in the Book of Investing Wisdom. Wall Street. From its historical beginnings, it has been an epicenter of epic battles, financial and otherwise. One large step backward in time is necessary to give full meaning to Wall Street. Its roots lay in 1624, when the Dutch founded and settled New Amsterdam on the southern tip of Manhattan, reportedly buying it from the Native Americans for about $24 worth of trinkets, a deal Donald Trump, who concludes this collection, must certainly admire. Unfortunately for the Dutch, the British also had their eyes on this upscale piece of property, and the residents of New Amsterdam were forced to build a 12-foot-high wooden stockade to protect themselves from repeated attacks. Not to be stymied, in 1664 the British simply sailed their cannon-laden warships into the harbor, and the Dutch surrendered. In 1685, the British built a road along the line of the stockade, which had been torn down, and named it Wall Street. Little did they know that on this same spot the financing would be raised to pay for the war that would expel them from the United States.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?